Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And now an update on the tragic case of 2-year-old Bella Bond, who was murdered back in 2015. Today, Michael P. McCarthy was sentenced to life in prison with a chance at parole after 20 years for killing the child whose remains were found on the shores of Deer Island back in 2015. McCarthy's lawyers say he will be appealing his second-degree murder conviction. Rochelle Bond, the baby's mother and the former girlfriend of McCarthy, testified against him. She was expected to be released from jail today, but she's chosen to remain in jail after a drug treatment center refused to admit her. Here's Bond's attorney, Janice Basil.
You know, she would rather stay in jail in order to find a placement that would work for her.
Joining us now is Boston Globe reporter Maria Kramer, who's following this story. And Maria, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So Rochelle Bond, we should point out, is a recovering heroin user. She's choosing to remain in jail. Tell us why, more about why she's making that choice.
Sure, yes. Yeah. So what happened was she had a spot with the Salvation Army, which runs adult rehabilitation centers for people like Rochelle Bond. And according to her lawyer, Janice Basil, that offer no longer stood as of Monday afternoon. Monday was when Mike McCarthy was convicted. In a sidebar conversation with Judge Sanders, Janice Basil said that it was, quote unquote, because of her name that the Salvation Army withdrew their offer. So it would appear that the Salvation Army did not want to be associated with Rochelle Bond.
Interesting. Okay, so that's part of it. But doesn't this also point to the fact that there's a shortage of beds for women in this situation in Massachusetts?
Yes, and I should also add that the Salvation Army, when I contacted them about the statements that were made at Sidebar, said that while, of course, acknowledging strict confidentiality, they accept people from all walks of life. But yes, what you talk about, there is a problem here with a shortage of beds. We have an opioid crisis in the state of Massachusetts and not enough beds to handle it. And this has been a problem for years. Rochelle Bond's case underscores that problem.
In your experience, how common is this, or is this common for people to be turned away in a situation like this?
It's not so much common to be turned away once you have a bed. I think, Rochelle Bond's notoriety is what makes this case, is what appears to make this case so difficult. But what I have heard from attorneys who represent people who are recovering from drug addiction is that once you get a bed, it can be very difficult to stay in a bed. Treatment centers have arbitrary rules, and people can be released, let go against their will for violating these rules. So it's a very difficult system for people who are recovering to navigate. And if you don't have somebody advocating for you, it can be very difficult to get a bed at all.
Maria, do we know if Rochelle Bond is actually receiving treatment in jail?
From what we understand, yes, she has been receiving treatment in jail. She has maintained her sobriety. That's what she said on the witness stand when she was testifying against Michael McCarthy, that for the last 2 years she has been sober. And her fervent desire, her fervent wish, according to her lawyer, is to stay sober, which is why she chose to stay in jail rather than go back to the streets.
And what happens if she keeps getting denied, if she keeps getting turned away? I mean, what happens to her then? Where does she go? How does this work out?
Well, Janice Basil, her attorney, said that the sheriff's office, the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office, is trying very hard to find a place for her. They expect to be able to do it within the next week, which is why they scheduled the next sentencing date for July 12th. But if, under very rare circumstances, she could not find a bed by then, conceivably they could keep postponing sentencing until she finds a place. If Rochelle Bond indeed wants to stay in the custody of the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office rather than hit the streets, she has that option. They can keep postponing. They can keep postponing sentencing until she finds a place.
All right. Well, that's Maria Kramer. She's a reporter for the Boston Globe talking about the case of Rochelle Bond, who has opted to stay in jail because she's got no place to go to seek treatment out of jail. Maria Kramer, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on this.
Thank you.